today, the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. And I appreciate you being here this morning. A good crowd at the church house. I thank God for it. Realizing a lot of places you could be. The book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. I'm going to start reading verse number 1. Now faith is, it's not was, or wants to be. Faith simply is. It's the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. A lot of people think that faith is some premonition of something good is going to happen. Faith is simply believing of what Jesus said in this book and applying it to our lives and letting it change us by His mercy and His grace. Faith. Is. Said, for by it the elders obtained a good report. I don't know about y'all, but that's what I want to achieve in this walk of life, a good report. And I'm glad you're not filling out the report card, but He's filling it out. And He's the one running the show. And He knows what's going on over there in the dark corner. And He knows what's in the closet, and He knows what's behind all the cover. He said, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand. It's simple for me. I don't believe in Darwin's theory. I think he was an idiot. As a matter of fact, the Bible said he's a fool. The Bible said, because we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. God simply spoke it and it happened. And it's still doing the same way today. What God's done spoke is going to happen. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse 4, by faith Abel, he offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous. That's what faith can do. Take an old boy way out yonder and make him righteous in the eyes of God. Isn't that amazing? God testifying of His gifts. And by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now, he's done dead and gone, but still got something to say. I tell you what he's saying. He's saying, I worship by the blood. I'm glad of some folks that have left us a pathway that worship by the blood. Said he paid a more excellent sacrifice than that of Cain. Cain brought the fruits of the ground, man's religion, the best he had, but it wasn't good enough. And the best men you have is not good enough to get us to heaven. It's going to take the spotless, sinless Lamb upon the sacrifice of the cross that we may access it by faith and believe and worship God. For God said He seeks such as those to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So we see faith by Enoch. Comes on the page. He said now, by faith Enoch was translated. What a word. That he should not see death and was not found. Because somebody was missing him. I wonder when you leave out of here, is anybody going to miss you? Said he was not found means somebody was a looking for him. I wonder when you leave out, is anybody going to notice you've gone? Said he was not found. Somebody was looking for him. Boy, ain't it amazing what faith will do? Faith will make you miss some people that's gone on. I don't know about y'all, but I miss some people that's gone on. He said he was not found. Then he said this, because God had translated him. That word simply means carried across. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Didn't please the Baptist, but he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently. Look at that word. Diligently. Not haphazardly. Just not on Sunday morning. Some of you hunting a blessing because you come to church on Sunday. That ain't how you get blessed, honey. You live for Monday through Sunday. Can I get a witness? Seek diligently. Seek Him. Thank you for standing this morning. I want you to notice our last thoughts when we got to preach was Abel worshiped by the blood. But now I want to preach about Enoch this morning on this thought. He walked by the book. I'm glad there's some people still walk by the book. I want to say now in the parallel passage, hold your place in Hebrews 11. And let's turn over to Genesis chapter number 5. Some of you didn't even know your Bible had that in there, did you? Genesis chapter number 5. Picks up, and I want you to notice something. Verse number 5. He said, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth, one of his young'uns, he lived 105 years, and he begot Enos. Seth lived, after he begot Enos, 807 years, begot sons and daughter. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived, after he begat Canaan, 815 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And the same story, Enos were 905 years, and he died. And every one of these Bible characters have something in common except for Enoch. The Bible said they were born, they had children, and they died. But here the Bible makes a dogmatic statement. Verse 20. All the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not. For God took him. Now, there are astronauts. There are cosmonauts. But Enoch was neither one. He was a was not. I'm glad one day I'm going to be a was not. Now, it's something different about this story. Through this genealogy, he's the seventh in the bloodline from Adam. The Bible explicitly tells us this one was born, had children, and died. But Enoch, something's different. He was born, had children, and walked with God. And didn't die. Now, first of all, I want you to notice Enoch's place. Enoch had to have a place where he got saved. Did you know that you've got to have a place where you get saved? You can't just say, well, I believed in God all of my life. There has to be a time when God deals with the sinner. And we see Enoch's place. Now, his place was with the birth. Watch your Bible. Genesis 5 and 22. The Bible said Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he got Methuselah. Now, there is a revelation at this place. See, Methuselah's name simply means this. When he is dead, it shall be sent. Talking about the great flood in Noah's day. And you'll notice, you run the genealogies back and the birth records. It's just what God said. When Methuselah died, Noah come on the scene with that great flood. Can I ask you this morning that within this birth there came a revelation? God told him that Methuselah means when he's dead it shall be sent. And here Enoch realized in this revelation a clock was ticking. Can I tell you in our life this morning our clock is ticking? I don't know but a few things. I know I'm alive now. But I don't know when I'm going to meet God. I just know I'm going to meet God. And so maybe Enoch was doing pretty good, and all of a sudden in Enoch's place there was a revelation. Aren't you glad God one day give you a revelation? And can I tell you, He gave him a revelation by a birth. Ain't it amazing way some young'uns will make you go to serving God? Somebody say amen right there. I mean, the Bible said he was doing pretty good at 65 years of age. All of a sudden, Methuselah come along and he began to walk with God. He had a great revelation. I'm glad it was a day when God gave me a revelation. Many of you walking with God today because God allowed something to be born in your life that was ugly. Something that was born in your life that hurt. You ought to thank God that He gave you a revelation when He birthed something new in your life to get your attention. I wonder what it's going to take to get your attention. A lot of people say, well, this great disaster's come and this problem's come. This responsibility's come. You better wake up, sir. Ma'am, you better wake up. The clock is a ticking. And God is trying to give you a revelation that He wants to do something for you in your life. Now, not only is there revelation, there was reception. Let me tell you, God's not going to force Himself on nobody. The Bible says we must receive Him. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, you better read your Bible, because in John 1:11 He said, He came to His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Now, Enoch had faith, because the Bible said in Hebrews 11, in verse number 6, but without faith it's impossible to please Him. So as God at this place gave him a revelation, Enoch received Him. I'm glad I've received God by faith through the Lord Jesus Christ. Has there ever been a place in your life where you have received the Lord by faith? You say, I've always believed in God. Well, let me give you this verse. The Bible said the devils in hell believe and tremble. And you better know that you received Christ as your Savior by faith. I'm glad by grace through faith we are saved this morning. And so here Enoch walked by the book. And I'm going to tell you, just because you walk into McDonald's don't make you a Big Mac friend. And just because you walk into church don't make you a Christian. You better know that you know that you know that you know that you're born again by the grace of God. And you can be born again by grace through faith of the blood of the Lamb of the darling Son of God. Now Enoch walked by the book. We see Enoch's place. He had revelation, he had reception, and he had redemption. Now anybody that's ever received God by faith have been saved. The Old Testament saints were looking to the cross, but thank God now it's a finished deal. We're looking back to the cross. I'm glad what Jesus has done for us is faith. I'm glad we can believe in Him by faith, through grace, and be saved by the sweet blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Enoch had a place. Not only Enoch's place, but I want to share this thought with you. Enoch's parenthood. Now the Bible said that when Methuselah, Enoch lived 65 years old. And he begat Methuselah. Then he said, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. Enoch's parenthood. I see responsibility. Now, no doubt, there's many daddies in here this morning has great responsibility. I spoke about earlier about some people who seem like they come to church and love God, and a few months you can't find them. Well, I'm going to tell you the bad thing about that. And this is what I've heard all of my Christian life. Preacher, leave me alone. I'm not hurting nobody but myself. That ain't right. Because where you're taking them little children, they are following you there, sir. You live a life of hell, they'll be in hell. If you live for God, I'm going to tell you, you got good chances to see them live for the Lord Jesus and die and go to heaven from your steps. Now his parenthood, he took it genuinely. Give me some daddies that have responsibility to raise their young'uns. I hear some men say, well, I want some more young'uns. You need to take care of the young'uns you got. You sorry rascal. You brought them in this world, now man up and take care of them. It ain't her job to take care. It ain't her job to bring them to church. But thank God some of them will bring them to church. You little wimp. He had responsibility. Thank God for daddies to bring their babies to the house of God. Well, preacher. Well, nothing. Get some glue in your britches. And some Bible in your guts. If you don't lead your children to God, who's going to? You're going to give an account for them one day. The school ain't going to give an account for your kids, sir. You're going to give an account. Enoch's parenthood. I bet he was a good daddy. Because this is what the Bible said. Enoch lived 65 years, got Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he got Methuselah 300 years and begot sons. Could you imagine being raised with a daddy walked with God for 300 years? Son, y'all just think you got some mom and daddy strict. You ought to lived under Enoch. Walked with God 300 years. Man, could you imagine? I bet you he wouldn't let them listen to Achy Break Your Heart and I Think My Tractor's Sexy. Oh, come on now. Let's think about how daddy would have done. Back when I come up, they had eight tracks. A lot of y'all don't even know what them are. You know, we used to hide all of our abominable things in there where it goes. And good hiding place. Now, I guarantee you, honey, Enoch knew where all the hiding places was. And you ought to watch who your young'uns is a-running with. I bet Enoch's young'uns wouldn't have got in the car and a boombox is a-going on and a car vibrating in the driveway. Could you imagine living with a daddy like Enoch? What will God 300 years? Boy, I tell you, he knew every story, every trick in the book. I'd love to read the book that he wrote about child raising. Matter of fact, last night we went over there at that new fish house in Carrollton. Man, that's a blessing. They got fried shrimp. I mean, them things. If somebody shout amen, we'll go to the house in a minute. Me and Miss Renee was over there enjoying a good date. You know, Brother John, it's good to take your wife out on a date every now and then. Somebody say amen right there. Ladies, you can go and say amen right there. They quit spending their money on shotgun shells and deer rifles and forward. They could take you out and buy you a steak every now and then. Don't y'all worry, I ain't coming by your pew till in a minute. But we're sitting there eating, and I heard this commotion going on, and it got annoying. Now, I'd been studying this sermon a couple of weeks now, and I got to thinking about parenthood. I looked this old boy across the table, and as a family, they had four little old kids. They had an aquarium up on a stand. That thing was big as that organ. Man, them young'uns, they went to scuffling and a jabbering and a shouting and a laughing and a screaming. They just got obnoxious. Have you ever sat by anybody in church and their kids was obnoxious? That means their mom and daddy's obnoxious. Somebody say amen right there. Man, I kept saying, you know, they're one of them families, them time-out families. And it ain't working. I mean, I'm telling you, there's four young'uns. My wife said, I wish you'd go over there and tell them, please get their children under control before they come to Liberty Baptist Church. I mean, it was amazing what they was doing. And I watched that little old wimpy daddy across the table. He just sat over there and grinned. They were just tearing the restaurant down. I mean, they was absolutely like a bunch of wild Indians. My waitress come by and she said, can I bring y'all anything? I said, yeah, bring us a cage to put them wild young'uns in. They left, and his young waitress is there. And I called him. I said, come here, young ladies, while you're young. I want to tell you something. That ain't the way you raise children. One of them people over there saying, she leaned back in the chair and said, amen. I wonder how Enoch would have raised children. Any of y'all ever say, now, Daddy, we don't feel like going to church today, but I sure would like to play Nintendo. And Daddy, we can't go to church today, but said, listen, you know, we got ball practice tomorrow evening. We can't miss ball practice, Daddy. Why don't you man up and be a daddy? His parenthood. He's seen he had responsibility. Let me tell you what, we're losing a generation that knows nothing about God and about standards and about manners. You still ought to be teaching your children, yes sir and no sir, no ma'am and yes ma'am. You still ought to stay with the things that's worked and to respect authority. Amen. Hey, children, you ought to respect your Sunday school teacher around here. They tell you to sit down, that means sit down. I remember there was a lady who used to come here and had a little old boy. Brother David, remember him? Because I had to keep Brother David from getting him all the time. He'd never been around nothing. You could tell he hadn't because he didn't have no daddy taught him nothing. And he'd come about right here. And he'd start sliding about right here, and he'd slide all the way in. I said, praise God, at least he's sliding in the altar. Brother David was preaching revival up in Weedowee not long ago, and he said he's in the pulpit of preaching. He said, Pastor, the craziest thing happened to me tonight I've ever seen preaching. I said, well, tell me something. He said, I was up in the pulpit of preaching. He said, how's it getting with it? And he said, all of a sudden I heard a commotion. I looked, and a boy run down the aisle, and a boy jumped up and tackled him in the altar. He said, yeah, they wrestled and fought. I said, well, what did the people do? He said, they just sat there. I said, where was the mom and daddy at? He said, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. We've got great responsibility in our being a parent in this day and this hour. Listen, you don't have to abuse your children. Raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Sunday, it ought not even be a thought. It's the day we're going to the house of God. And you know, some of you, you're mad at me right now. Some of you, on the call, you're saying, preacher, I don't like you. Well, you know what? If you'd line up with this book, you'd love me and go eat dinner with me. But the reason you don't like me, because you ain't raising your young'uns by this book. They tear the house. Could you imagine them four right there, seeing them pull up in the driveway, fixing to come in your house, Miss Faye? I say, praise God, pull down the window shades, lock the doors, cut the lights out. We ain't at home. It's parenthood. Don't you see maybe some responsibility that he took and said, you know what? I'm going to raise this boy. And you know what? It must have worked. Because guess who his great-grandchild was? Noah. So we see his place, and we see his parenthood. And then could we hurry along and notice his path? In verse 22, Enoch walked with God. Walked with God. Now that means persistence. Persistence. He had persist. He didn't say that he walked and sat down a while. He walked with God for 300 years, persistent. Let me tell you something, Mom and Daddies. We don't have to have a church service that shouts out the chandeliers every Sunday, but we got to be persistent. Daddies, you don't have to be your young'un's best friend. You just got to be persistent. Persistency means everything. A lot of you trying to walk with God on Sunday and it ain't working because you're not applying these principles and precepts on Monday. He walked with God. There is persistence. I mean, he was faithful. Thank God for some people that's faithful. If I was to say right now, the most faithful people in our church, they'd come to your mind just like that. I want to be one of them. I want to be persistent in the things of God. And you know something? He was persistent. This flesh don't like the Spirit. Can I go and tell you that now? Can I tell you when you got saved, your flesh didn't get saved? Some of you are going to sit down tonight. You're going to sit down in that recliner and that TV is going to get the best out of you. And you're going to say, well, I know choir practice and I know I should. I know I should. Well, why don't you do something about your nose? And I know we got church at 7. But man, I'm just not going to do it. Well, I know it. But I'm going to tell you what. He was persistent. Thank God for persistent Christian. And not only did he have persistence, the Bible said his path, he walked with God, but he had progress. Now, can you imagine walking with God for 300 years, what he could tell you? Brother Sorrell's here this morning. He's going to preach tonight. I love these older men in God that have stood and been persistent, has had great progress walking with God, and they can tell you them factual stories and encounters with God. Can you imagine his progress? Can I ask you something this morning? Have you been walking with God long enough to know something about him? Have you ever noticed people that you walk with, you become to know more about them? And could you imagine a conversation come up with God, what Enoch could say? How Enoch, he walked with God for 300 years. Now, I got saved in 1981. Somebody help me in math right quick. I'm not good as I used to be. How long is that? How many? 29 years. I hope, Brother Gerald, from where I started, right over yonder in that pine thicket 29 years ago when I got saved, that I've been a-walking with God 29 years. I hope I've made some progress. Boy, I can remember when I first got saved. I want to tell everybody about what happened to me. Progress. persistence. Aren't you glad it's somebody in our Bible to let you know? Now, let me ask you this. I wonder how many people, wonder how many temptations he had. You say, well, preacher, he didn't live in our day when all this stuff's going on. You better read the book of Jude. Because God was fixing to destroy that wicked place. It was a wicked place, but he walked with God. Listen to me, young people. You can still walk with God and go to the high school in Bowdoin, Georgia. You can walk with God and go on vacation. You can walk with God and be a Christian. You can walk with God if you want to walk with God. His persistence and His progress. Thank God for progress. His path, he walked with God. His persistence and his progress. But could you imagine his protection? In Psalms 27 verse 10, he said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. That word forsake simply means to leave out. Young people, your mom and daddy's going to leave sometime. But there's a God that'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, I had so much confidence in my daddy. It was amazing how much confidence I had. I tell you how much confidence I had in my daddy. I got in a fight one time in the first grade because somebody didn't believe what my daddy told me. My daddy told me that he fought Indians with Daniel Boone with a slingshot. And there's a boy told me he didn't. I said, don't call my daddy a liar. I believed my daddy. I loved my daddy. But my daddy left out of here. Now I've got somebody a lot closer to me than my daddy. A lot of you got so much confidence in your spouse, and that's fine. Love for mom and daddy and children. Let me tell you something. They ought to not be our source of strength. Enoch had great protection. Can you imagine a man walking with God 300 years? Preacher Sorrels, people don't realize it, but you're taking an old warrior like you, sir. Could you imagine, Brother Troy, if somebody lifted their hand against that preacher right there? Brother Wendell, could you imagine how safe you are walking with God? I wish old Brother Gerald and Brother Dennis is here. Let him stand up this morning. Y'all know Brother Gerald. Brother Dennis told me in high school, he said, I didn't have to fight none. I said, big old boy like you, I'm going to stand. He said, no. He said, it was my big brother. He said, everybody was scared of Gerald. You don't know how protected you are to have God walking with you. Wonder how many times when that car was a near miss, and you said, how in the world did I get out of that? I'd tell you how. I'd tell you how. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about those that fear Him. How many times when we wasn't a-looking, He was a-looking. And He was a-seeing about us, because He's a good God, and He's a big God, and He's everywhere God, and He's a all-knowing God, and it ain't nobody like our God, because He loves His children, and He sees about us till death do we part. Thank God we got a God that walks with us on a pathway this morning. Hallelujah to Jesus. Enoch and his path. But Enoch and his parting. The Bible said, verse 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. The devil ain't over this. God took him. I wonder when God's going to take you. God took him. It's translated He was not found. They was looking for him. Can you imagine Megan Macy, a daddy walked with God 300 years, and he was not how they looked for him? Brother Lee, could you imagine even a daddy like you had and was privileged to have? Could you imagine 300 years and all of a sudden daddy wasn't how you'd have looked for him? He was not found. They turned the countryside upside down hunting him. But they was looking for him in the wrong place. Because God took him. I want to say Enoch's parting. First of all, his parting tracks. Is there going to be any tracks that you walk with God when you leave? Some of y'all been so faithful, help build this church, you're going to leave off the scene. Some of your family will be able to look out across there and say, yeah, I can tell you how I know he walked with God, he left some tracks. Notice the other day on the deer lease, got a plowed road and I was walking through. I didn't see a track nowhere. You know what that told me? Nobody had been walking there. But you ever notice when you seen tracks, I wonder when you leave out, are you going to leave any tracks that you walk with God? Oh, some of you are going to make tracks that you walk to the ball field. I'm going to make you mad now. Yeah, you're going to leave tracks down there at the ball diamond. That's going to burn up. Some of you made big tracks down at the bank. Oh, you made it, sir. Oh, you really made it. But it all burn up. It all burn up. You hear the old preacher? It all burn up. Woo! 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 Well, glory. You say you're crazy. No, I just caught a glimpse of some tracks when I leave out. Thank God my baby's going to know that daddy walked around with God. I'm glad they some church folk know that their preachers walked around with God. I'm glad when we leave out, thank God they some tracks that show we walk with somebody by us. You say, oh, you're emotional. No, I'm just looking at them tracks. Lord God, I'm looking at them tracks. Oh, he's been good to me. Oh, he's done so much for me. Oh, he's helped me so much. Thank God for his tracks around me. How'd you make it, them tracks? And where I turned, Brother Gerald, his tracks. I'm glad I'm tracked in this morning. His parting tracks. God, just let me stay there a minute. Braden, where you at? Come here. Oh, Brother David, Miss Sherry. Been a lead and sang and playing here for 16 years. This little old boy got up, sung. You know what he's showing? Some tracks. Boy, I love you more than life. Come here, Miss Emily. Come here just a minute. This little old girl up singing. You know what she's doing? She's showing some tracks. Mom and Daddy's left behind, leaving around. Thank God we can leave some tracks going down through this old world. Nay, nay, stand up, son. Wave at your preacher. Stand up, wave at your preacher. That a boy, son. Let me show you. Old Brother Felton, God saved him. Ain't that something? Leaving some tracks. Brother Troy, ain't it amazing how God will do something? Leave some tracks. Brother Mark, ain't it amazing? Brother Steve, would you ever thought it? Little old Brittany gets saved. Little old Hunter gets saved. Leaving tracks all around this old world. Oh, Brother John, one of the best friends in my life. God saved him, nearly 70-year-old. I wouldn't have missed that for my whole life. His parting. He left. But he had some tracks. Maybe nobody's enjoying this like me, but boy, I'm enjoying this. I mean, it's been a long time since I've enjoyed my own preaching. But I'm just getting help on my own preaching this morning. Tracks. I'm glad there's a big set and a little set. It's tracks of parting. It's testimony of parting. Let me share you come. The Bible said he had this testimony that he pleased God. I can't. A lot of y'all going to think I'm being braggadocious this morning, but I'm not. What y'all don't understand is what my kids think of me mean more to me. And what my God thinks of me. I'm glad there's somebody, Brother Adam, left out of here with a testimony that they pleased God. What's testimony? If time permits, I hope it does. I hope to God in heaven I'll never have to bury one of my youngins. But y'all outlive me. Miss Deanne, I want you to remind my youngins when they come by, say, listen. He had some tracks. And he had a testimony. And he didn't make everybody happy, but I believe he wanted to please the Lord. Oh, God, I wish you could feel what's going on in my soul this morning. Maybe it's just a good morning. I embarrass myself. But right now, the Holy Ghost is a-helping me. And I bless Him for it. Brother Mike, so many preachers, they started right. But they didn't finish right. God help me to finish right. His parting, He left with tracks. He left with a testimony, for he pleased God. How are you walking? What you need this morning? Maybe you just need to come around and thank Him. Whatever you need, as our sister says, oh, Miss Alter, you come and you mind God this morning. Glad Enoch walked by the book. Are you walking by the book? Come.